restoredministriesint.org.
Good morning. Come on now, enter in. Come on now into his presence. The Bible says, in his presence, there's fullness of what? Joy. Oh my God, see, there it is right there. The enemy's been trying to come against your joy this morning. Actually, for the past several weeks. Why? Because he knows, now listen, that the joy of the Lord, now get this, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm going to say it again. The joy of the Lord. Now get this. The joy of the Lord is present tense. I want to make sure that you get this understanding now. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. The joy of the Lord is present tense right now, your strength. Amen and amen. Listen. The devil is a lie. We're not going to allow him to come against the technology or anything that would deter, hinder, or corrupt or interrupt this word getting into your spirit, soul, and body right now. Father, I thank you. High glory. Oh, my God. It gets shot. Come on now, lift your hands. Father. Woo, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against this broadcast, no weapon formed against those watching it live or on the replay, Father, no weapon formed against their household, their families, their businesses, their ministry shall prosper. Good day, Miss Missy. Come on now. High glory. Here, Keisha. Woo! My God. Listen. The devil's mad because he couldn't stop me from getting here. The devil's mad because he couldn't stop you from tuning in. Listen. He's upset because once you get the understanding of the word, the devil is powerless. Listen, the enemy, the devil, only has power that you give him in your life. It doesn't mean that he won't try to mess your plans up like he won't try to mess up what he sees God doing in your life. But he's powerless against the word and your understanding. Oh, come on now. I'm going to go ahead and type that. The enemy is powerless against your understanding and the word. So I want you to get that, and I'm going to show you in the word. But listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. As the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm going to say it again. The Word. Now listen, the Word was with Elohim, and the Word is Elohim. Oh my God. See, I'm trying to get this in your spirit. Oh my God. See, this is what the devil doesn't want you to get. That the Word was with Elohim in the beginning, and Elohim is the Word. The Word is Elohim, because you can't separate Elohim from his Word. Oh my God, you cannot separate the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost. The Bible says these three are one. Oh, come on, I'm trying to get this to you this morning. Woo, my God, my God, my God. These three are one. I'm going to say it again. These three. Woo, my God, my God, my God. These three are one. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Come on now. These three are one. Come on. I'm gonna say it again. These three. Woo, my God. These three are one. Ooh, my God. Now listen. This gonna mess with your theology. Glory. Now listen. I made a statement. Now listen. I said that the devil cannot come against you in areas where you have understanding in the Word, okay? So now, let me prove it, okay? First of all, let's go to the understanding, which is Proverbs chapter 4. And we're going to go after that to Matthew chapter 13, where it deals with your understanding. Okay, Proverbs chapter 4. Here we go. Are you ready? If you're ready, someone type "it is so." Now listen, share the broadcast, please. Come on now. Share the broadcast. Share this broadcast. Oh my God, listen. Oh my God. Let me type this in for Instagram here. Now listen, once again, the devil cannot come against areas where you have understanding and the Word. Okay, he cannot. Okay, so if I say that, where's my little thing right here? We're going to go to the Word. Now listen, if I say something, I have to show you in the Word. Okay, so let's go here. We all be none of me, all of you, in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 4. Check it out. Verse 5. Well, we're going to go to verse 4. Let's get the full context. Are you ready? Amen and amen. It says, "He taught me also and said to me, let your heart retain, keep, hold on to my words." Come on now. Keep my commandment. Keep my word. Keep my instructions. And what? Live. Let's take a look at this word live right here. Oh my God. It's the kaya of God, which means to have life, to remain alive, to sustain life, to live prosperously. Oh, come on now. Here it is. Keep the word. Get in the word and live prosperously. Oh my God, my God. Oh, no, we ain't done. It means to live forever, to be alive. Listen, to be restored to life or health. Oh my God, my God. Are you getting this right here? Woo! Where are my people at this morning? Listen right now. If you're dealing with sickness and disease, if something's trying to come on your body, woo! My God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. See, I'm trying to get this to somebody right now. Woo! My God. See, the devil is mad, but that's okay. He ain't going to stop this word from coming forth. What? Listen. Get my word. Come on. Get my word. And what? Live prosperously. To be restored to health or life. Come on now. Did you share the broadcast? I pray you shared the broadcast. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Woo, my God. See, I'm trying to get this to you. Come on. All right. So he says, he taught me also. He said, let your word keep or retain. Come on. Let it retain my word. Keep my commandments and kaya. Okay. Remain alive, have life, live prosperously, be restored to life or health. Woo! Woo, my God. To continue in life, to sustain life, to live prosperously, to restore to health, to restore to life. Oh, my God. Are you with me? Okay. Verse 5. That was verse 4. Get wisdom, which is not. Now, remember, I'm gonna put this up here just so that way. Remember, with all you're getting, get understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither let it decline, neither let the words of my mouth, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Excuse me. Wisdom, it's the word, the thoughts, the will of God. It's the what to do. The understanding is the spiritual discernment and perception of God. It's the how to do what he said to do. Okay? Wisdom, the word of God, the what to do is the what? Principle thing. This word principle means first. Therefore, get the word. And with all of your getting of the word, get the spiritual discernment, perception, get understanding. Woo, are you getting this? And this word understanding in the Hebrew is the bina of God, which means discernment and perception. It's spiritual. Okay, so first of all, remember I said that when you get, good morning, Quinteros. Remember what I said. I said, if you will get high glory, the devil cannot come against what you understand and the word, okay? Let me just share this again. The devil cannot come against what you understand once you have understanding or the word. I'm going to tell you again. Woo! Are you getting this? Okay. So, that was getting the understanding, getting the wisdom, the words, the thoughts, the what to do, okay? Getting the word. That's the word part, okay? Now remember I said getting understanding, okay? The word and understanding. So now let's go to Matthew. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 13. And I believe it's around verse 18 that we're going to start. Okay, here it is. Matthew 18 and 19. And then verse 23. Okay, here we go. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Remember, I told you that the kingdom of God is built on seed time and harvest. Jesus taught more about seed time and harvest. Oh my God. The kingdom of God, seed time and harvest is the foundation of the kingdom of God, okay? Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, doesn't understand it, then comes the enemy. So listen, stop giving the devil too much credit, okay? The devil only comes when you hear the word and there's no understanding present, because he's not after you. You're not that important to the devil. Stop thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then comes the enemy, the wicked one, and catches away that which was sown. So he's not coming against the person. He's coming to get the seed of the word that was sown. This is why when you get understanding and the word, the devil has no power, which was sown where? In his heart. This is he that receives seed by the wayside. For time's sake, verse 23. But he that receives seed into good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit. So remember, you getting the word and getting understanding, the enemy can't even come around you. Look at what he says. He says, nowhere in this verse is the devil. He said, he that receives seed into good ground is he that heareth the word, that means hear it, hide it, do it, and understands it, bears fruit. Immediately harvest comes and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Woo, are you getting this right now? The devil can't even come around when you have the word and understanding. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on now. I want you to get this. This is key in your life. Why has the Lord been having us teach you about seed time and harvest and the terumah? Why? Because when you hear the word, I'm on 5 days a week. Tanya and I are on Sundays. So that's 6 days a week. Okay? Listen, that much seed sowing. Now listen, if you get the word. Now remember, the word said that what? Let me just remind you, 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Romans chapter 5, verse 20 says, that sin entered that the sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So the Lord gave us a word to let us know what? That where sin is, where mistakes are, where missing the mark is, because that's all sin means. Sin only means in the Hebrew or the Greek to miss the mark, okay? Stop making it more than what it is, okay? Moreover, the law entered that the sin might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Okay, but then he also said that this word abound means to be abundantly furnished with, to be richly furnished or to be abundantly furnished. Okay, why? Because 5785 will be the season you will always have. Why? Because you're going to, according to Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord, lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. Okay, this is the key. Okay, but it's connected to the word and understanding. See, this is why I just can't teach something for one time and just think that you get it. No, the Lord called me to be a teacher. That's the details. That means it's my job to make sure that I break it down in such a way that there's no way that you cannot understand. So if you understand what I'm teaching today, that when you get the word and understanding, the devil cannot be around you. Type, I receive it. It is so. Type it right now. Come on. And we're getting ready to sow our seed. Come on. Woo, my God, my God. Come on now. See, you've been trying to do something without being fully, without having all of your ammunition. Come on now. Type, I receive it, it is so. Let me know you with me. Now remember, yesterday we said that Jesus took seed time and harvest to another level. And we've been reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, where it says in verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, gives, he that sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according to how he purposed, where in his heart, so let him give. Whatever level of all understanding that you have in your heart, give according to that understanding. Why? Because the devil cannot come anywhere near you whenever you activate the understanding of the word in this area of seed time and harvest. Oh my God. But then he says in verse that God loves a cheerful giver. And God, verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. This is why you'll always have. Why? Woo, my God, my God. And I, you know what? I need to add this right here. Add 2 Corinthians chapter 9 right there. This is why you're always going to have. Why? Because you're going to have the word and understanding. Come on, are you getting this? This is why today, which is the 347th day, okay, and the prophetic connection today is completion and stability, alignment with divine authority, spiritual rest and multiplication, preparation for supernatural abundance and fruitfulness. Fruitfulness, that's because you have understanding. So, number one, the grace empowering your completion, okay? 5785 emphasizes grace, new beginnings, but the 347th day aligns with this as grace as the driving force for spiritual completion and preparation for multiplication. Two, spiritual perfection and fruitfulness. The seven connects of abundant grace leading to spiritual fulfillment and fruitfulness. And three, the foundation for new beginning. Four represents stability and foundation. Okay, now. I want you just to repeat this after me, then we're going to sow our seed and get out of here. On this day, the 347th day, I declare that God's grace is completing his perfect work in my life. I align myself with his divine authority and trust him to establish a stable foundation for the next season. In this season of 5785, I step into supernatural fruitfulness and multiplication, walking in his abundant blessings and fulfilled promises. By his power, I prepare for the overflow of his grace in every area of my life. Come on now. Now we're going to give our glory, because he says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The more understanding you get, the more understanding, the more fruit, the more harvest. Your level of harvest is based on your understanding. Okay? Now, it says in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So, You're going to give, okay? You're going to give. You're going to give. Listen. And when you sow your 5785 seed or your 15785 or whichever level of this seed that you're going to give, let me type this for Instagram. High glory. Oh, my God. See, for those who have the proof that when you sow into this ground, harvest comes, I'm going to challenge you to sow your best seed today. Some of you can sow $5,785, the $5,785, and watch what God does before the end of December. Some of you have already experienced it. You've sown and have received double back. Well, listen, today is the 12th month on the 12th day, okay? Now, check this out. I want to see if this is here. Okay, the date, the 12th month represents divine government and authority. The 12th day of the month reinforces the idea of spiritual alignment and completeness, okay? And it symbolizes a completion of one season and readiness for the new. It's time to reflect on God's faithfulness and position yourself for the blessing. This will not be a time of inactivity. It'll be a time of preparation for the next level. So you see, now I'm going to challenge you, for those that can, to sow into my Cash App. Now, I praise God. Listen, somebody tried to come against my other Cash App, but the devil couldn't stop it. So my new Cash App, sow into my new Cash App, $2, Prophet M.D. Bryant. Two, Prophet M.D. Bryant. Sow your seed. Do it now. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, you said that when they sow the terumah, when they sow it into the hand of the priest, that the priest will cause the blessing to rest in their house. Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and add no sorrow. Father, I speak fruit because they've got the word and understanding that as they sow seed, give, it shall be given good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I declare and decree that as they release the seed, harvest is being released immediately in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Now, listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Woo, my God, my God. Did you get something today? I know you did. But listen. Don't miss tomorrow. Watch what God does in your life. Be blessed.